Radio Tonic.
That's my place. Have a good look. You got barbecue steak, two plates, $22.
Lately, I've started noticing lobsters everywhere.
Excuse me, how much is that lobster there? The big one?
For some strange reason, people seem to have a thing for lobsters. Especially old lobsters that they want to liberate.
Kuchoke family raises money to free lobster. The family didn't want the oversized lobster to end up on someone's plate. Kids raise money to save 6 kilo lobster's life. He'll find a new home at Long Island Aquarium. Protective German Shepherd Sammy tries desperately to stop her lobster pal going into the pot for family dinner.
Well, lobsters are quite fascinating. They chew food in their stomachs through sets of teeth located right behind their eyes. They can regenerate limbs and clothes the same size as the one that they have lost, which is good, as it is with their legs that they taste food. They keep on growing until they die, which is a lot considering that they can live to be 100 years old. Maybe it's the fact that they look somehow prehistoric, don't they? Some of the facts about lobsters are pretty cool. They have two different claws, one to cut and one to crush, and they can be on either the right or the left side, which makes them right and left clawed. Well, today is just you, me, and the original Catalan lobster recipe. A traditional and simple Sardinian recipe. Very tasty but easy to prepare. Ideal if you're trying your hand at cooking lobster for the first time. One large lobster, 3 red onions, 200 grams fresh cherry tomatoes, 1 small endive, 1 celery, 1 fennel, 1 spring onion, 1 red and 1 yellow pepper, 1 bunch of radishes. There is no shortage of references to lobsters in popular culture. Lobster's Quadrille from Alice in Wonderland, for one. And Jean-Paul Sartre, who took mescaline about 1 year before writing his existentialist manifest, The Nausea. And while he was in the grip of drug-induced hallucinations, what is that he saw? A lobster. There is the rock lobster, the Andy Warhol lobster, and the famous Lobster Telephone by Salvador Dalí. Lobster, lobster, lobster. So many admirers, huh? In Italy, in a town called Reggio Emilia, it's illegal to boil lobsters alive. Apparently, people are supposed to kill the lobster first and then to cook it. I guess they must have a sort of lobster police that follows people home from the market to make sure that they don't boil their lobsters alive. Although everybody knows that, it's an urban myth that lobsters feel pain. Because their brain is too small and their nervous system is too simple to feel pain. And it's a myth that they scream when they're put inside boiling water. They can't scream because they don't have lungs and they don't have vocal cords. And anyway, this whopper of the lobster is just going to behave, aren't you?
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Consider the Lobster by Christina Maras, with sound by Mark Don. You can read the original David Foster Wallace essay that inspired this particular lobster chase on our website, abc.net.au/rn/radiotonic. While you're there, leave us a comment about your favourite lobster rescues or recipes. This is Radio Tonic. I'm Jesse Cox. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to our podcast or find us in the ABC Radio app.